Okay. Good evening. I'm Sarah Walker, and today is Monday, the 20th of May. The following meditation comes from a lecture in April 2019 with Giuliano. So, to begin, let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send Omega Light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega Light. Feel the Omega Light reformulating your aura into the shape of a cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of you. You feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth dimensional light. We will go into silence now as you work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it into each of you. This light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize a higher light or of the spiritual in a higher light all of the Arcturian planetary tools. We have the 12 spheres of the planetary tree of life and the activational energies that are held within them. Then we have the paths that are connecting these spheres, and each path has assigned a number. The idea is that there is more activity and networking that can be done on the paths, which will help to strengthen the energy of the spheres so that they can manifest on the Earth. The Arcturian planetary tree of life is not a static matrix. First of all, the sphere is holographic and it is also fifth dimensional. Each sphere has a back and a front. The spheres are really interdimensional. The second feature of the tree of life is that it is active. The spheres are interacting with each other. One role of the planetary cities of light is to help create greater interaction among the spheres. So, to the best of your ability, picture in your mind these 12 spheres of the tree of life. And the 12 spheres are in a specific pattern. It is divided into what are called triads. So there are at least three triangles sitting on top of each other. Then there are vertical lines of spheres. And also you can talk about vertical lines going to the left, the middle, and the right. Sometimes the vertical lines can be represented as the yin and yang, and the center represents the balance between each side. I'm going to repeat them slowly. And if you cannot picture them in the configuration, just picture them as 12 spheres that will help us with this exercise. Sphere number one is Mount Fuji in Japan. Two is Odenji in Germany. 3 is Lake Moraine in Canada. 4 is Mount Shasta in California. The 5th sphere is Volcanpoa in Costa Rica. The 6th is Montserrat in Spain. The 7th sphere is Copper Canyon in Mexico. The 8th is the Growth Valley in Australia. The 9th sphere is Lake Taupo in New Zealand. The 10th sphere is Lago Puelo in Argentina. The 11th is Istanbul in Turkey. And the 12th sphere is Serra do Boca in Brazil. Let these 12 spheres, or let the names of these 12 spheres, if you cannot picture them, appear on a white screen in front of your third eye in your aura. Know that this configuration of the Tree of Life is powerful. The small work that we do will help to activate planetary healing. Think for a moment about these 12 beautiful areas on the planet. These spheres are all interactive healing energy places that can manifest on the Earth. To the best of your ability, and especially if you've visited any of these areas, think about them. Visualize them. Call on them. At this time, Juliana raises the 12 etheric crystals that are contained in each of these sacred areas. These are crystals that were downloaded with the assistance of the group of 40 members in each area from the fifth dimension into the earth at these sacred spots. We raise these crystals in a configuration or a matrix of the Arcturian Planetary Tree of Life. The Planetary Tree of Life has been used on other planets for their ascension. So as we raise these spheres, we go to a place 5 miles above the North Pole. We are all holding, to the best of our abilities, these 12 spheres in our minds. Now, if for some reason you cannot hold all 12 spheres in your consciousness, just pick one or two spheres. You can choose Mount Shasta, for example, or pick Montserrat, or pick Copper Canyon, or the Growth Valley spheres. Bring the spheres with you and come together above the North Pole. We are sitting in the circle above the North Pole. Ooh. Ooh. Blessed are you, O Mother Earth, holder of all life forms in the biosphere. We honor you today as the great spirit of the planet Earth, and we come today in our meditation to bring you the sacred planetary codes of ascension, letting you know that we, as planetary healers, have done our part in activating and unlocking the planetary codes of ascension. Let us go into meditation now as we hold the image of these spheres in the shape of the planetary tree over the North Pole. So we'll go into meditation now. See these 12 spheres, or the sphere that you are connected with, above the North Pole. And if you can, visualize the spheres in the configuration of the planetary tree of life you've been shown. We are going to drop and download the spheres in the Arcturian planetary tree of life into the North Pole and into the inner earth, unlocking the planetary codes of ascension. So at the count of three, download the spheres into the North Pole corridor. One, two, three, now. The Arcturian planetary tree of life is now being downloaded into the earth, helping to unlock the planetary codes of ascension now. Let us pay particular attention to Mount Surat, representing the energies of the messianic light. We call on the strengthening of the messianic light as an intervention force on planet Earth. We call on the Omega light.
Omega light.
We call on the quantum healing light now to be activated within the spirit of Gaia. Let Gaia receive the light from Mount Surat now.
Messiah light.
Let this downloading be done and create a balance for the unlocking of the codes of ascension for the planet. This download will activate a perfect unfolding of a meager energy that will exhibit and manifest a new balance on the Earth. In the final phase of this exercise, Helio-R will work with us. Helio-R is with us above the North Pole. With Helio-R comes an etheric theatre. This etheric movie theatre is a gigantic theatre over the Earth. And just like a movie theatre, there are many seats and there are two screens in the theatre. On the left screen is the Earth as you see her today, as the blue jewel in all her glory. And on the right, you see the new fifth dimensional Earth, and yes, it is more blue. Yes, the new Earth is more brilliant. And yes, the aura of the Earth is more expanded. The Earth is a clean Earth with no pollution. It is a balanced Earth with stable weather patterns and stable geological movements and stable volcanic activities. See on the right-hand side this new fifth-dimensional Earth now. And on the left-hand side is a third-dimensional Earth as it is today. I want you to visualize both of these images. Now, like a slide, the image on the left and the image on the right are going to merge into one planet, into one image. The images of the third and the fifth dimensional Earth are going to merge. One, two, three, now. Yes, the images are merging. The third dimensional Earth merges with her fifth dimensional sister Earth now. This helps to create a new balance, and it helps to create an opening for the messianic light to reach the Earth. This download also helps to create and activate new cities of light, new Earth societies, new balances. And so it shall be. Let us hold the merging of these two planetary energies together in our meditation. We will go into silence again. This image is now downloaded into the new sphere, helping to activate all the forces on this planet towards the unification of the third dimensional Earth and the fifth dimensional Earth. And so it shall be. Now, we will travel at the speed of thought back to Earth. You are back in your normal consciousness and thinking. You are totally back into your present body. This positive step must be taken for the planet. We must be able to work with future images and download new healing images for Earth. Earth will respond to all positive images. Just by using and thinking about these ideas and energy, you are participating in the evolutionary shift. Many blessings are being given to you. Thank you for this wonderful work for Gaia.